Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. White, Sunnyside, Kurrumbong, New South Wales, Australia. July 5th, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear son Willie White, I wish I could write with some hope you would receive these lines, but I am uncertain where to address you. We are all as well as usual. All your family seem to be in the best of health. The twin boys have rosy cheeks and are two sturdy, rollicking boys. May and the two girls are well. Your house is nearly finished. The first coat of plastering is on, but it is dried slowly so that the man left for Parramatta last Sunday. They will come to finish next Sunday. Then the carpenters can go on with their work. Brother Warsnop is digging the cistern. This I considered essential, that you should have a water supply, for this is treasure at all times. We hope the second coat will dry fast, so in 3 weeks your family may be in and settled and prepared for you. All the trees are rooted out of the garden and out of the front yard. All the gum trees were rotten, decayed even in the branches. They evidence to us that they absorb the moisture of the ground. When the great monarchs fell and stove to pieces, the branches and the trunks were full of water. Pailfuls, Cornell said, ran from them in their fall. I hardly know what to write you. The meetings here have been intensely interesting. The last three Sabbaths they were especially so. The ordinances were celebrated last Sabbath. The word is that Brother Haskell spoke with deepest interest, giving a powerful discourse. The two Sabbaths in succession before the last, I felt that I had a message for the people, and the Lord gave me much freedom. I was pleased to see the interest manifested in the testimony meeting. Many students took part, and with feeling spoke their gratitude to God for the words that had been spoken. I am very thankful the Lord has favored us with the presence of Brother and Sister Haskell. They seem both to be an exact fit. I shall indeed feel sorry if she will be removed for another to take her place, but we cannot expect always to hold them here. But we shall be very loath to part with either of them. I have never known Brother Haskell to be so full of the right words in the right place as now, and he interests the students. But he would do much good, his wife connected with him, in Melbourne and Adelaide, for just such labor as he gives will be a great blessing. We are much pleased with Brother and Sister Hughes. They will be the right ones to work here. Brother Hughes does not say to the students, "Go and do this or that," but he says, "Come, let us do this job or that job," and the students take hold with a will. They seem to be cheerful in their work. They have no meat nor butter on the table, but enjoy their meals. In some way the ball playing came in on Sunday, but as we talk the principles of the value of time, it being a precious talent, not to be employed in self-pleasing, but in the very work Christ was engaged in his human life, there is less enthusiasm in their exercise for mere amusement. The expression has been made that they felt happier when they were using time and strength in useful, needful work. The Word of God practiced by our Savior is our safeguard for spiritual health and physical health. Here is light for us from the throne of God. It should indeed be the man of our counsel. Here is a treasure house from which we may draw. We need not any of us send thousands of miles away for counsel. Certain directions are given us to follow in regard to our duty to our fellow men. And if we do the expressed will of God, so simply and plainly stated, the precious promise is, "Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am." Here are the conditions. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. Isaiah 58, verse 8-11. With this promise we are rich. We need not send far off for help, for God is nigh unto all who call upon him. There now seems to be harmony in the school and prevailing generally. But we shall be so glad to have you home again. We need you here. and I am so glad you will have a home to come to. I cannot write you more now, but shall hope to see you soon. Mother. Postscript. Brother Daniels and Brother Palmer were to leave for Western Australia. I wrote to them. I could not see why they should now leave when the religious liberty question was coming to the front and everything should be done that is possible for human effort to do, and then leave the result with God. But if it is essential that one go to Western Australia just at this time, let Brother Palmer go alone, and Brother Daniels remain to exert all the influence possible to press back the power of darkness. We can do our best as far as human power is concerned, and then leave the result with God. I enclose the letter in return, also a letter from Brother Farnsworth. In much love, Mother. We shall pray every day for you, that yourself and those who accompany you may have the special blessing of God in your journey over the great deep.